What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I'm always around with my Chinese best friend.
Hey, thanks for listening to Mother Sucker Podcast. Mike, did you know that we're number 4 in Nigeria last week?
Number 4 in Nigeria?
Yeah, that's good news. It's a lot of people in Nigeria.
Who's number 5?
I don't know, but there's top 200. We're number 4 in Nigeria.
Wow. I had no idea people listen to me in Nigeria. Shout out to Nigeria, man. I love Nigeria.
And Guyana, whatever that
Guyana.
Is.
Guyana.
Guyana? That's Guyana.
We are number 1 in Guyana.
Number 1
number
Guyana.
Number 4 in Nigeria.
Yeah, we're like...
And number 1,000 in the United States.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's okay, man. We're going to work our way up. We're going countries by... Hey, listen. I'd rather be international than domestic.
That's actually pretty good, Mike. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm international, man. Everybody, you know, I got America by the palm of my hand. Now I need everybody else around the world to get to know who the fuck I am.
I think everybody knows who the fuck you are already, Michael Blackson. You're the African king of comedy.
Well, they got to get to know Chinese best friend.
Nobody cares about me, Mike. I'm just the squeaky guy in the background making weird noises. I'm like a fucking... You know, when you don't put WD-40 on your door. Everybody say, talk less, Chinese best friend. I'm like, girl, try to talk less. Yes, sir.
Don't worry about it, man. Talk more, Chinese best friend. I love your shirt, man. It says legacy.
Thanks. Yeah.
You're setting up a legacy, man.
It's this is a...
Was that free shirt?
Yeah. How you know?
I'm just, all your clothes are like free.
Yeah, this is like the, how many episodes now? Every episode, since you gave me a few free clothes, everybody's been DMing me. Hey, where's your address? Let me give you some free clothes.
See, please, everybody, send him all the clothes. It has 1974 on there. Did that mean anything?
Yeah, this is really good quality.
74 is a good year.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, that's when you were born.
Oh, don't be giving up my age. I was born, I'm 29 years old, motherfucker.
You're born 1984.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good from your friends. It's the double OG brand.
Double OG?
Triple OG.
Oh, that's
remember
his brand.
I had a bunch of stuff.
I would probably wear that. Like, I don't usually wear these free clothes, but I would fuck with that.
A t-shirt?
I'll fuck with that legacy t-shirt. I like that.
Yeah.
If he's listening, tell him to send me one small. Yeah. I like my shit to be.
Please send him some small, not some large.
I like my shit to feel like a blouse. Yes. But, yes, man. Today I got on Versace. Yeah. Versace shoes, Versace shirt. And these are like, these are my stripper pants.
Yeah. How come there's a lot of more shoelace than a regular shoe?
Well, I don't know. This was... I bought this from Melrose, man. This pants is made for a male stripper. I think this is Magic Mike collection, probably.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Yeah. I mean, hey, the good thing about these pants is if you're like trying to fuck real quick, you just put your dick out on the side.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's a smart idea you have.
Well, talking about dick on the side and, you know, today's my guest is the woman that gets the dick.
Say it again, Michael Blackson. I have trouble hearing after the last.
My guest on the show tonight is the woman that gets my dick.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure she get a better introduction than that. She's more than the one that gets my dick. She's the special woman in my life.
Really? Can't wait to meet her.
Yeah, we have a TV show. We're on a TV show that we don't have. It's not our show, but we're part of a TV show that comes out. It's out.
It's out now?
It's out now. It started out April 19th and it's 6 episodes. So it's going to be going on for a few more weeks.
I have to go see that.
Yeah, it's called Couples Retreat.
Uh-huh.
All your favorite reality couples are on here. Along with me and Radha, we are not reality stars, but they needed some comic relief.
Yeah.
So they invited me and then they get to know my lady and my woman is crazy. So they got to... It was Saza Hutton I never saw before, but she's
every time I meet her, she's always cooking delicious food.
Well, yeah, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, right?
Yeah, you remember that. To get to a man's heart is through their stomach. So it's either you stab them with a 12-inch knife or you just feed them. And I think she got you by feeding you, motherfucker.
Yeah, she don't stab me, motherfucker, okay?
Yeah.
I stab her with this dick. You probably just pinch your lady, huh?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I give vagina rejuvenation, and then, you know, it all works out, you know?
It's okay, Chinese best friend. Don't worry. One day you'll get a big dick, too. You know, I don't think God was fair to Asians, but you guys at least have a lot of business.
The only thing God gave me was a big head.
And then you got a lot of Chinese stores all over the place. God, he just gave us dick. You know, can't get a job. You know, it's tough being a black man, Chinese best friend.
Really?
You know, if the bigger our dick says, the bigger job we got, I'll be a fucking doctor.
You're absolutely right.
But I can't be, you know, I can't have a big dick and have, you can't have it all.
You can have it all, yeah.
Right.
God made us not perfect, I think.
Nah, God made no mistakes, but he did make a lot of mistakes.
Well, Mike, you're the African king of comedy. You're making the whole world laugh. You know, God made you in this world to make everybody happy, even in the sad times.
Thank you, Chinese best friend. I really appreciate
it. Yeah. I see
you acknowledging my talent.
Yeah, I acknowledge your talent. I see all your...
You're a true friend, man. You're genuine. You're not fake. You're real.
Oh, thanks.
You are trustworthy. You're honest. You know, you're truly any Chinese best friend's dream.
Thank you, Michael Bloxon.
So if anybody out there looking for like a Chinese best friend, go and find one. Chinese guys make great best friends.
Thanks. You're a good friend too, Mike.
Thanks, man. Why we riding each other, sucking each other's balls, man? Let me bring my lady on.
Yeah, we need a girl here. Where is she?
Well, we have to introduce her right, okay?
Yeah,
Our only guest of the day is, like I said, we have a show coming out. It's on VH1, Couples Retreat. It started airing April 19th. It's going on for 6 weeks. It's got Kirk and Rashida from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
It has Yandy and Mendeezy from Love and Hip Hop New York. It's got Ray J and Princess from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. And then there's a new couple on there. Delicious.
Oh, Delicious. I remember Delicious.
Yeah, Delicious and her husband. Husband is a very popular guy. He was one of the guys that were put up that Central Park 5. So it was many, many years ago, early 90s. I'm not sure when it was. These guys were accused of raping a white woman in Central Park.
Really?
They were wrongly accused.
Wrongly accused.
And he was one of the guys that were wrongly accused and ended up getting out of jail and, you know, making a whole lot of money and to sue the city and got like $8 million each, some crazy amount of
money. Wow,
you know, but he was locked up for like 13 years.
Yeah.
8 to 13 years of their life was taken away. Wow. So that's Delicious, his husband. And then of course it's me and Rada on the show as
that
well.
That sounds like a very nice show.
No, it's a lot of fun show. It's a fun show. It's called Couples Retreat. We are went on this retreat for a few weeks and we just, you know, went through therapy, got to
therapy.
Know, well, we'll talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Rada Darling. Come on, Rada. Rada, baby.
Hey Mike, I just noticed you guys matching.
We always matching.
Well, it looks like the therapy might be working. Because you're still retreat. Together. I don't know if Ray J is still together.
No, everybody's still together.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I think when it first, when me and her first went on the show, they didn't even know she was my lady. And I was, you know, they still thought I was with like my ex. I'm like, oh no, I got to, that was
which
years
ex?
Ago. My ex before, right?
Georgia Alana?
No, I'm sure. Yeah, they thought it was her, but I was like, no, me and her broke up like, couple of years ago.
Because you know what? Wikipedia still says that you're still going out with her.
Wikipedia also said my name is Jafari Ferguson.
And you were born 1972
or something. I don't know who the fuck is in who's working in Wikipedia, But get your shit together. I don't know who the fuck is Jafari Ferguson. First of all, Ferguson is not even an African name. Yeah. Dennis Say, an American comedian born in Ghana. We're not even going to talk about Rita Pitika. Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about real life. Really? Rada is in the building. Hey, boo.
Hey, Rada, welcome to the Marasaka Show.
Hi, Chinese best friend.
It's very nice of you to fly all the way from your small town. Where Phoenix, are you from?
Small town of Phoenix, but in Chandler.
Phoenix, Arizona.
The internet also says that I'm 50 years old.
50?
Oh, yeah.
She don't look a day over 23 years old.
Nah, I'll give her 25, man.
What's wrong with the internet?
25. Hey, boo, my baby looking so good.
My baby she's looking good, too.
Yeah, but thanks, baby. I just
I love them stripper pants.
You like these stripper pants?
Yeah, it's easy access.
Hey, you guys have the same shoelaces on.
We do.
On the legs.
Yeah, yeah. My boo looking so fucking good. Since we get off this show, we're going to go in the room and have sex. You know that, right? We're
fucking can I make Chinese babies or something? Or?
Yeah, we don't. Babies cry too much at night, man. I want once you can make baby that don't cry at all.
Yeah.
Are there babies that don't cry?
Yeah, if you feed them, breastfeed them a lot, they don't cry. They only cry when they need to get breastfeed.
Yeah, I don't need a baby sucking my titties. That's the thing. If was a baby coming out, we'd be fighting over the titties.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Yeah, it is a big problem. He want to suck the left titty.
You're a big baby.
I am a big baby.
He is a big baby.
Cuckoo gaga.
Hey, Mike, did you know that you don't have to take a vaccine if your girl is breastfeeding? Because it could pass through the antibodies through the tits. So
I didn't know
technically
that.
If she got the vaccine, she's breastfeeding, and you da-da-da-da it, you don't have to take the shot.
So because I'll be sucking it through her titties?
Yeah.
You're getting the vaccine
if
through my tits.
She is breastfeeding anyways.
I breastfeed every night.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. I
suck did you get titties. The COVID shot?
Huh? I haven't yet, but I do breastfeed every night. You get the antibodies from the breast milk. There's like a defense mechanism in there, right, babe?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you stay healthy and you were able to like get over COVID real fast.
Yes, I got it. She came. Oh, yeah, when I had COVID, she came and took care of me. And
I gave him some titties.
Yeah, she gave me some COVID. I gave her some COVID dick.
You mean I gave you some COVID pussy.
I had the COVID. So I gave you COVID dick, motherfucker.
This reminds me of like I the risked bachelor it all. Tell-all.
She risked a whole
I
life
risked
for some
it
dick.
All with wow. a mask. We did it with a mask.
You fuck with a
with
mask.
A mask?
With a mask. Yeah. Mask wow. on.
Hey, I am dying in my last days of alive. Alive. She's trying to get some dick.
Wow.
So I was trying to revive him.
Yeah,
I was trying to revive
thanks for
you.
Saving my friend. I saw him; he was dying.
I know.
Yeah, he
looked
really
like he was dying.
Pale. He was about ready.
You know
die.
What? Now I know the fucking cure for COVID, pussy.
Yeah,
I think so. It is. Yeah, it's just cure.
All you men with COVID, but I also thought we should come out with a COVID app where like other COVID people could like quarantine with each other.
Yeah, a dating app. You mean
like a COVID
dating?
Well,
app?
COVID is like 2 weeks. 2 weeks a long time to be alone.
Yeah.
So why don't you get with other niggas with COVID and y'all all just COVIDize each other?
Yeah. COVIDmate.com.
COVIDmate.com. That's COVID. So dope.
Shit, we better
hurry up.
We better make that app before Dr. Fauci makes one.
Too bad the vaccine's already out.
Yeah, but still, it's still gonna be motherfuckers out there that are gonna take the vaccine. And
really?
Stubborn people that don't want to take it, and COVID is going to be out there. So get this COVID app, Chinese best friend, where COVID motherfuckers, they be like, hey, how long you had COVID? 2 weeks? Okay. Well, it's 1 week, then we have a whole week left. I have a week left. Let's get together, and we take care of each other.
That's a great idea, Mike.
Corona pussy and Corona dick get together.
Yeah, if I remember, I will make it tonight.
Well, fuck COVID, fuck all of that. We have a whole show. That's out. You want to talk about the show? What you thought about the show?
Yeah. What happened to the show?
What happened to the show?
Your show. What happened on the show?
Well, how did you guys start dating each other? Anyways, I remember you guys met and stuff,
all of a sudden I said I got a girl because you used to be being single. We used to go to the bar at the pool and just find the new hotties or who's hanging out and just trying to holler at all the chicks. Well, I was using the whole relationship.
Yeah, I was just the
he
one
was just your cameraman.
He was my cameraman, yeah. And he was my hype man. He's like, oh, that's African comedy. He's a great guy. You know, next thing you know, I'm getting some
pussy. Hey, Mike, who's your friend?
Yeah, hey, Mike, who's your friend?
That's how I get up. That's how I was getting on my girls. Hey, Mike, who's your friend? Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Yeah.
I've said a lot of mics over 1 million times.
You've said, definitely said a million mics. And then all of a sudden, I found me a whole woman.
Yeah. So how did it start?
Tell them how we met, Ryder.
So we were in Vegas, right?
It was Las like Vegas. Michael Blackson likes to play blackjack switch.
Yeah, I noticed
Switch
that.
Doesn't like him a lot, but he's
I thought what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas, but I brought her with me. Motherfucker.
Yeah,
he sure did. Well, you know what? It was like, it was funny because when I saw him, I didn't know who he was. So we have a mutual friend, Lil John. I've been friends with John for a while because I used to date his manager back then.
Oh.
But it was like a short-lived. So I was still friends with John, and then he was at a club. Invited the both of us. We showed up.
Yeah.
I saw him coming later, though. I was already there with my girlfriends. And then I was like, who is this guy? Like, he's in the middle of these white girls. Like, what is he doing? He's so funny.
Plus, how did you see him? It was nighttime.
Don't be a smart ass.
Is he glow in the dark? He was wearing a glow in the dark.
He had, no, we were matching, same color. Right?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We both were wearing red. It was meant to be.
Wow.
It was meant to be.
She had a red. Was your period on that night or no?
No.
No, your period come on the week after because that was.
He knows my schedule.
Yeah, I know a period schedule. Whenever a period's about to come on, I just start an argument so that way I don't have to have period.
Wait, okay. That night that we met, like, I just thought he was funny, right? But he was telling me he was in Vegas and he fucked some girl.
Really?
And.
What an honest the crazy,
I didn't tell you that night, though.
No, he didn't tell me that night.
Later, she found
he
out.
Told me later. But the funny thing is, I had a picture of all of us together. And I was like, that's the girl.
Yeah, I fucked some chick that had a blue hair. Was it green or blue?
Blue.
She had blue hair. Yeah. I think I met her in my hotel lobby somewhere.
And she was there and at the club. And I wasn't sure.
I told her where I was going that night. And she happens to like went there.
And I wasn't sure who she was because I was like, this can't be John's. Friend.
But Vegas, that's for Vegas, man. You just go to Vegas. How you doing? Yeah. You doing fine? Okay, let's go to my room and fuck.
Yeah.
That's why Vegas.
Really?
Like. Vegas could be that easy.
I never do Vegas like that.
I have definitely, I've met women black, like, this is what sometimes when you're gambling, you lose, it make you make bad decisions.
Yeah.
You know, you're or right. When you win, it make you make bad, everything is bad, in,
bad
Vegas,
in Vegas.
You know,
yeah.
You could just see a woman and just be like, this woman look lonely, she wants some dick. And then you go, fuck, I have had at least three of those moments in Vegas in my life where I've met a woman at a blackjack table or, you know, and she just looked like I could. Vegas is just, it's a place of sin.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we didn't start dating until Phoenix then.
Yeah, because the devil lives in Vegas. I saw Satan twice in Vegas. Once I saw him at the Caesar's Palace. He was outside begging for money. And then the other time I saw him at that fucking club we go to all the time, the devil was there.
The Devil Whisper Girls Collection?
Yeah, some of the strip club ones. I seen Satan twice.
This word, Floyd Mayweather.
He's not a nice guy. He looks like Little Nas X.
Oh, yeah, that guy's a little devil. Not just a devil. He's a little devil.
But, you know, we didn't even hang out until after Phoenix, which was, what, a month or two later?
Yeah, that's a month later.
Wow. And I used to be in the cannabis industry, so
she was a drug dealer.
Legal drug dealer. License.
Yes, and I thought he smoked weed. So
she thought every nigga smoked weed. That's what she thinks. Every black guy that's an entertainer.
That's not true.
I've ever met.
I'm like, you're judging a book by its cover, motherfucker.
I called him up. I was like, hey, you want to tour the Grow? He's like, no, I don't feel like the Grow, the cannabis Grow. And he was like, no, I don't feel like getting out of my hotel, whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll bring you some stuff. So I brought him a big bag of goodies full of concentrates,
all kinds of
flour.
And I had a whole bitch with me when I came.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had this. She got a name for every chick I know. She called her Scottie Pippen. I'm like, this bitch don't look like
no. I did not.
She must do another assist.
She was your tall.
Your fans called her Scotty.
How my fans when I posted a picture?
Yes, you did.
Okay, but she's a model. She's real tall, thick. You know, I like me a nice fat ass.
Well, the face don't matter to him. It's all about the ass. That's why I'm like, man. I'm confused. Why are you with me?
Yeah, why are you with her, Michael?
Well,
Blackson?
I mean, what I fuck and what I did is two different things. Okay, I might fuck a fucking bulldog, but I'm not dating a bulldog.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, whoever I'm going to show to the world has to look good. Yeah. My woman is going to be the baddest bitch on earth. But I might... Hey, come on, the bitch had a blue hair. You think I would date her? No, but I fucked her. Me and my dick have two different eyes, okay?
I think your dick needs glasses then.
Oh, what? Mike, he needs prescriptions, she says.
Yeah, I'm going to get my dick some glasses.
And maybe a flashlight. Maybe a flashlight. Because
I'm
going
to take my dick to the eye doctor. I'm like, eye doctor, can you examine this little nigga right here? Because he don't see. He's picking up all kinds of things off the floor.
The next thing I knew, he had a whole farm. I didn't know
that.
A
whole farm? Michael Blackson, you had a farm?
I was single, man.
You're in Ghana?
I was single, and I'm the type of person, I'll bring all my female friends together. I don't give a fuck.
And I had no idea. I had no idea he was like growing this farm. He had some rhinoceros.
She called my
He had some.
Like the LA Zoo. I was there before COVID started. I really liked it there.
What? Orangutans.
The Los Angeles Zoo. What else?
He didn't have
orangutan there.
Los Angeles Zoo got some cute animals. I don't know where his zoo is from.
She called my female friend zoo. She has a bat.
There's a bat.
Turtle.
And there's an endangered species. It's like
double
a
bag. There's one girl she calls double bag. Many I have to put two bags on this bitch head.
Holy crap.
I hope one day these women find out which animals. They jump your ass. They're gonna whoop her ass. I'm not even gonna help her this time. Okay. I'm like, you know what? I'm the zookeeper.
Well, you know what? All you side bitches have to do is look in the mirror and you'll know which animal you are. Just be honest with yourself. Just be honest with yourself. That's all.
So, yeah, and then what happened after you brought me the drugs? Because you're a fucking crack dealer.
Yeah, after you drugged him, what happened?
No, she brought this drug. I'm like, I'm not a crackhead. I don't know what to do with all this weed.
Yeah, he doesn't even smoke weed.
Well,
you said your female friend wanted to smoke or something. Yeah, I was like, all right, I'll bring a whole supply.
You know, with men, like, I don't smoke, I don't get high, but we'll do anything for some pussy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, a woman be like, you know, smoke this weed with me, make my pussy wet. I'm like, okay, give it here.
Yeah.
But I would never inhale. I never inhale anything. I never got high in my life till we went to Africa. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
My fucking night. So my buddy, I don't like to jump all over the place, but, you know, we're going to jump and get back to how we started the date. But my buddy, my best friend in Ghana, you know, you're my Chinese best friend, but yeah. I have a Ghana best friend.
Is that the flamingo that you play around with?
The guy that owns the...
flamingo.
No, not a flamingo. A peacock.
Peacock owner. My Fuse ODG, that's my best friend. That's my Ghana best friend. Mm-hmm. So went over to Fuse House and he had this drink. It's like, I guess it's weed in the drink. Whatever.
It's weed, yeah. There's
it's weed
THC
drink,
in
but
it.
I taste it. I'm like, oh, this shit tastes good. Oh. He's like, okay, Mike, slow down.
I know. Telling him to slow down. I was like, you already drank half a cup of that. I only had a quarter. I only had a quarter of a cup.
But it tasted so good, I just kept drinking.
It was good.
It was like, Mike, slow down. This is not nothing to play with.
And he's like, I'm a gangster. I can drink that whole fucking bottle.
Oh, shit.
I've never been high a day in my life. This piece of shit right here is not going to get me high.
And then I started getting high, and I was like, fuck, uh-oh, it's hitting me.
Uh-oh. And I just kept drinking.
And he kept on drinking.
Man,
and I was like,
if you want to know what happened to us that night, what a fucking nightmare.
Holy crap. Did you go to the emergency room?
Man.
He was so paranoid. He was like, oh, my God, babe. Am I okay?
Yeah. That's bad.
He was like,
edibles are bad.
Yeah, edibles are crazy. It'll knock you out.
I just started, all of a sudden, all I saw was 1982. So I started talking about everything.
He kept on talking about a damn car.
It's a car.
Yes.
So 1982, I was in Nigeria. I was a little kid. I was in Nigeria with this family. My mother left me with another Christian family because my mother just traveled the world. Uh-huh. My mother's like this successful homeless lady, right? They just drop us off everywhere. So she had was well, I was with a Nigerian family, and I remember they, it was 1982. They bought a brand new Peugeot. It was the Sudan. Peugeot.
What was that?
It's a car, motherfucker. Peugeot.
What kind of a brand? Is it a Japanese? Peugeot.
But nah, it's some kind of European car.
Well, how the fuck do you think I know? I probably know Honda German. Civic and Toyota.
What the fuck is Peugeot? I think it's German.
It might be German.
And I remember it was like light green. It was brand. And all of a sudden, I remember 1982. And I'm telling him about 1982 in the car. I said, the family I live with bought this brand new Peugeot.
Holy
and then
crap.
We just started laughing.
Oh, we laughed all shit. Night.
And then
he kept on saying, oh, my God, babe. Oh, my God. And then he's like, oh, my God, where did you come from? I thought I was by myself. Crap. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't understand how people get high and then keep getting high. I got high that one time and I said to myself, I never want to feel this fucking shit again. And when it wore off, I was like, thank you, God, for saving me.
The edibles are different than smoking.
I don't know what the fuck that was,
that
man.
That makes you crazy. Yeah. I had edibles one time 5 years ago. I thought I was going to die.
Man, I couldn't believe it. I just thought I was drinking a sweet drink. Yeah. The next thing you know, I saw 1982.
Well, luckily, she was there because nobody raped you.
No, I didn't get raped. Man. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you
for
being
there. Yeah,
you
did get raped.
Yeah.
She raped me. She's a raper.
She raped you.
I took advantage of the situation.
She sure enough did. She's like, let me see what it's like to get a high dick out of Mike.
Holy crap.
Did we fuck?
It was a giggling one.
Giggling one?
It's official, Motherfuckers. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers. So now back to, so let's go back to Arizona.
Okay.
So I come to Arizona to do a show. So mind you, I met her in Vegas, and we met in Vegas. It was just on some chill shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said she lived in Arizona. I'm like, I'm coming to Arizona. And like, 3 weeks. She said, okay, when I come, I'll give you some tickets to the show. She said, okay, good. And she's like, I don't know. She mentioned she's going to give me some. I don't know. You mention your thing, whatever. We just decided that we'll meet up in Arizona. So, you know, meaning she'll come to my show. I wasn't even trying to fuck her or nothing because she looked at so conservative. I thought she was out of my league. She's like this bad chick. And I'm like, I ain't got no chance of fucking this woman.
Come on, Mike. Don't underestimate yourself.
I underestimated myself.
You always
Chinese.
Underestimate your beauty, Michael Blossom.
Thank you, Chinese best.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry for the interruption.
Okay. So.
He's not my brother,
I had no intention of trying to fuck her because I knew I had no chance.
She's not my sister either.
We're not related.
She's from Cambodia. I'm from the Philippines.
Right,
we're both considered Chinese.
And I know when I first started dating her, it's like, oh, you got a Chinese best friend. You know, hooked you up with his sister. I'm like, all people with little eyes are not related. I hope I don't lose any Chinese friends, please.
Nobody's listening.
Let me check my Instagram. Okay, they're still there.
Okay, so with your friend, like, I really honestly thought it was just his friend.
So I came
didn't know
to Arizona fucked. With my female friend. I said, hey, this is my friend. So she... Let me tell you, when a black man said, it's my friend, that means they're fucking them, okay? She had no idea the girl I brought, I was fucking this chick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because us Chinese people, when we say they're our friends.
They're really friends.
Exactly.
You know? Oh, no, not black people.
Watch your kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Black people, we fuck our friends.
Oh.
See, I don't fuck my friends.
I fuck my female friends. Except for a couple. It's a couple that I don't fuck. They're like, most of my female friends, they have seen my dick. Most of them, I fucked them. You could tell because they're all bow-legged. You could tell.
Well, I'm not bow-legged.
You
so.
Bow-legged.
No,
man.
I'm not.
The fuck
no,
you are.
No, I'm walking straight.
No, the fuck you not. You walk
I'm walking.
Funny. You walking like you getting some big-ass dick. Don't underestimate your walk.
Really? Well, you know, I got a deep garage, so. I'm not bow-legged.
Yeah, deep garage.
Only woman with a shallow, shallow freezer, not a deep freezer. Walk bow-legged.
All right, so I'm here with her. I brought because I knew I had no chance of fucking her. Like I said, she looked like she had her shit together. I'm the last one on mine. So when I came to Phoenix, I brought a whole bitch with me, whole girl. You know, it was a female friend.
Girl.
It was her birthday, so I brought. I said, hey, I'm going to shows. Girl. Let's stop in Phoenix, do the show, then go to LA. So then we did the show. We all hung out together. I went to the party and everything. Remember? And then the next day, I was going to my buddy's crib. He lived like about 30 minutes out on the other side of Arizona. And she came to drive us there. You drove us there, right?
No, I didn't drive you there. You invited me to go eat
at right, your friend's place. Yeah, we was going to eat. But
you were with Moses. You were with Moses.
Oh, Moses rented a car.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Moses, who's one of my road managers, he had a car. And then me, Moses, and the Scottie Pippen bitch that she calls.
I did not call her Scottie Pippen. His fans did.
Okay. Yeah.
So Scottie Pippen, if you're listening, I didn't call you Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good for her. It's more.
Well, we have Michael Jordan here. Might as well have Scottie Pippen.
I'm Michael Jordan. Thanks, yeah. Man.
You, Scottie Pippen, give a good assist.
Yeah, she definitely assisted me that night.
She's lucky you didn't call her Dennis Rodman.
Oh, that would have been fucked up.
Scottie Pippen's kind of cute. Yeah, he's got a cute nose.
He is cute.
So we get to my buddy's crib. He was making some Nigerian food. And we got there, and all of a sudden, this sparkle just started sparkling between me and Ryder. I think it started at the hotel. Somehow, some way, she touched me or something like that, right? Like she.
If you touch me like this.
If you do me like that.
Okay, you know what it was? At the hotel. At the hotel, you had like the sparkly suit on. And your skin looked just so silky and chocolate. And I had to touch that stomach.
Oh,
so I just touched it a little bit. And then,
he didn't have a big belly yet that time because you haven't fed her.
It was really nice.
Yet.
I was. And, oh, my God. So I do have a belly.
No, you don't, baby. You look good. You look good.
So what
and
happened?
Then,
you touched him?
So I touched him a little bit. And then, no. We didn't even go there. I went home and then he invited me to his friend's place for lunch or whatever, African food.
Without Scottie Pippen?
No,
with
Scottie Pippen. With her.
Oh, with still Scottie Pippen. Yeah, he's Scottie Pippen.
And then,
she flew in with me from, I was coming
they flew in together. Yeah. You know, he fly girls on the road with him, so that was his thing. No. And I didn't know that. So anyway, I really...
Oh, no, she met me there.
I really honestly thought y'all were friends. And so, like, at his friend's house, like, they were having food and everything, and all of a sudden, he started touching my neck and back, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, it was just sparkles. And then
we went outside, and was talking, and we started, like, touching each other outside, right?
We just touched each other on the neck.
Like, the neck, and she touched me.
I was like, God damn.
Dick and
balls like,
got hard.
I will take you to the bathroom right now.
She said it. She didn't say that to me.
Huh?
She just said to me when she made
the bathroom. I was saying it in my head. I was saying it in my head.
For real?
Oh, Mike, you could have got a Chinese lady that day.
So we went outside, and I was like, I said, well, she's, she said she come. She said, well, I come to L.A. often. I said, well, we're going to L.A. when we leave here. I said, Scottie Pippen's here till Tuesday. She's leaving Wednesday, so if you want, you come and hang out, or you come after she leaves. She said, I'm going to come after she leaves.
No, I said I was going to come Monday.
Wednesday, whatever.
I was going to come Monday, and you're like, why don't you come Wednesday when she leaves? I'm like, really? Like, if y'all friends, like, why you got to wait till she leaves?
She's such an innocent mind.
I was very innocent.
Break a long story short, she came the day that Scottie Pippen bitch left. As soon as she walked through this door, it was on and popping.
No, it wasn't.
We decided to go watch a movie in my bed. With both, right, don't
I'm
try to.
I'm sleeping in my bed.
She decided to go watch a movie. I said, come in my room, next you know, Dick and Balls is out. It was chemistry, was right there. And then from there, it was like.
That's it.
It was a wrap.
It was over. It was over.
Even
once he laid it down, I was like, okay, I'm not going nowhere else.
Yes. And then she was coming here like every other week for the dick. And then after like.
I was coming for my medicine. Could you really blame me?
Medicine. Wow. That's 2.5 years ago.
Was that 2.5 years ago? Well, you know what? Okay, so during that time for the first year, I just want to clarify the timeline here with him and his other chicks in the first year.
Yeah.
We were only fuck buddies. We've agreed to just have fun because I just got out of a relationship.
Oh.
And, you know, I was just having fun, right? And it seemed like that was his lifestyle. So I was like, you know, it's cool because... I mean, the dick is good.
Thanks.
Just give it to me.
I had a good dick, Chinese.
Just give it to me once or twice a week, and I'm good, right?
Wow.
And so, like, we were just having fun for the first year, and then, how did it get serious? when
my birthday. You see, for my birthday, you decided to get serious.
And then told me you couldn't live without me. When was this,
Mike? You have three birthdays.
Well, my birthday, she also gave me some special present.
Like what?
Two extra bitches for my birthday.
Wow. Oh.
She allowed me to have two
combination fried rice. What the fuck?
Steak, yeah. Chicken, and shrimp.
I'm sorry, I have a virgin ear, so I don't have threesome, yeah. Twosome, or even.
She gave me, yeah, she, steak, and then I knew then, I was like, oh, that's my baby right here. She gave me whatever I want.
He was like, I can't live without you.
Wow. I'm lost without you.
He's like, I want to know what you're thinking. I'm like, I
want you to show
me. Every minute of the day, you know what I'm thinking.
Wow. I want to do.
He's like, now he's complaining. He's like so addicted to sex, and now he's complaining. He's like, he's going to report me to the cops.
She's going to fuck all the time, okay? Oh. I'm about to run outside butt naked and call the police on this crazy ass woman. COVID.
Yeah, make sure you wear your fucking mask. You're going to get another ticket in your hallway, motherfucker. Your HOA keep giving you.
I'm going to go outside and call the sex police on her. She want to fuck all the time.
Really?
Is that an Asian thing?
No, I don't know.
You don't fuck your woman all the time?
Yeah, a matter of fact, I made love today, like 2 p.m. Yeah, 2 p.m. when the baby was taking a nap.
That's when you guys fuck, when your baby taking a nap?
Yeah, it was like lightning.
How long he sleep for?
It lasts like 40 minutes.
Yeah. You last 40 minutes in bed?
Yeah, Mike.
You need to step your game up, Mr. Blackson.
Mike,
tell them how long you last.
Mike, how long you last? Worry, Mike. Nobody listening to that show right now.
First of all, I don't come till she comes, so don't let me try.
Okay, so how long you last?
So it matter whenever you done.
But I can go again. Men can't. You have to wait a while.
I got to wait, yeah, man.
Yeah, so how long does it take you?
What do you mean, after you come?
So you blame me for wanting it all the time, but why do I want it all the time? Because you can't hold it.
Oh, you have to hold it, Mike. You just have to hold it.
I hold it till she comes.
Exactly. But you have to wait a few times.
Just tickle, Lord.
She be prolonging her come,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly.
Why?
Because I want it to last long.
Man, dicks, come on. Who's counting?
Me.
I think
haven't you heard the woman's vagina have like an alphabet soup in there? Like there's 15 to 20 like orgasm spots, and you got to please them all before you come.
Oh.
That's what we learn on the couples
thing. Yeah, we learned it on the
know why I need to come several times
Who's teaching you all this couple of
some sex
therapy? Is
some
it the
sex.
Same guy that got that cheated on his wife? That
no, guy? No, we have real therapists, motherfucker.
We had real therapists.
Like couple guys?
Therapists. The most popular one is her name is AJ Johnson. She played Baby Boy's mother in Tyrese's movie Baby Boy.
Oh yeah. I'm just a baby boy. You're not the real McCoy. I've been running these streets. Yeah, I know that song. The Baby Boy.
You sure that's your best friend?
Yeah, that's Chinese best friend. So yeah. And then we the first year we just, you know, filling each other out. And then after my birthday, we decided like, you know, be kind of like almost exclusive. And then we didn't tell each other.
Well, I wanted to like be on the low for a long time. Like I didn't even want him to post me on his page.
But you got to post, whenever you post, that's when all the shit come out. You know, when you post somebody and all their crazy exes start popping out of nowhere. And
that's how
you find out. Haters, you get to find out about a woman or a man when you post.
Oh, so that's what you were trying to do.
That was not what I was trying to do, but, you know, sometimes you think people are scared for you to post them because, then you know, if they're out there seeing other people, that shit comes out.
Yeah.
When the girl like, don't post me, I'm like, bitch, why? What you hiding? Why are you hiding? Or vice versa.
I'm like, hiding nothing.
Oh, guy, like, don't post me. Why?
Well, okay, here's the reason why I didn't want you to post in the beginning. Because,
do tell.
Geez, Chinese best friend, calm down. I'm telling. Well, the reason why is because when, you know, you're a public figure and you're bringing forward a relationship out in the open and in the public, it comes with responsibilities, right? Yeah. So I don't want to be embarrassed. And I know how his lifestyle is. And I know, you know, how he lives every single day and the people he hangs out with. I just didn't want to be in that position. And so when I talked to him, I was like, look, it's going to come with responsibilities. And, you know, nobody's trying to control your life. Nobody's trying to tell you what to do. But there are responsibilities when you come out in the open with a relationship at your status. So I just didn't want to look like a fool.
And I have, like, at that time, I think I had like almost 4 million followers. So it's a lot of people.
That's goes a lot out of to nosy motherfuckers.
A lot of nosy motherfuckers. So yeah, sometimes it's all, you know, it's all good, but you got the, we had to break that ice. And then she's very, very, very private. And I'm like, man, just open up your page. Let the people.
I was very private.
Yeah, she was private.
Let them in. Let the people in.
Let them
in,
those fucking motherfuckers.
Let them
in. He just fucked up my life. Now look at me. I'm a freak.
Yeah, she was so innocent, Mike, when I met her. She was so nice. Hello.
Well, this is what I do, man.
Yeah.
I was a whole HR consultant, and look at me now. I don't even know what I am.
That's right. You part of a whole threesome, and now the whole world knows.
Now I'm the, what is it? What do you call me? Like a headmaster of the side bitches?
Yeah, she's like the HNIC, the head nigga in charge of the side bitches. But yeah, man, we had fun. Hey, the show started airing April 19th. So, you know.
April 19th.
It started already. Yeah. So it's a great show. Go watch it, VH1, Couples Retreat. You got a chance to go to Ghana. What was your experience like in Ghana?
Yeah, how you like Ghana?
Talk about my homeland.
Really?
I loved Ghana. I really did. I wasn't expecting the welcoming, the love, the acceptance, but everybody was just amazing. I met great longtime friends from Ghana who I'm still in touch with. Actually, I got this gold necklace. It's 18 karat gold, and it's supposed. What does it say, baby?
Where you got it from?
Well, you know, the lady in Ghana who had that gold store.
Oh, yeah. She gave you that.
Yeah. So I made a lot of
husband came and I had a party before I left. And the husband came from Canada, right? She got the husband from Canada?
Yeah, but he lives in Ghana.
Did they teach you how to cook fufu?
I was trying to learn, but we just didn't have time.
She did go to the village, though, but the fufu was already cooked when she got there.
But I love fufu. Oh, my God. It was amazing. Well, they say you're supposed to swallow, right? You can't chew it. But I prefer to chew it because I don't know how to swallow. I can't swallow nothing.
Oh, what do you say about that, Mike?
Yeah, she's not a swallower. I don't want to swallow anyway. I don't want to get pregnant in the throat.
Yeah, I hear that happens a lot. I watch a lot of CNN.
And with his size, you just can't, semen. You can't swallow you nothing.
CNN.
Oh, I thought you said semen.
Yeah, you could have so many kids with that. You guys planning to have a good a child one day?
We are actually.
Right? It will be a good looking baby. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a little.
Yeah, it will be have a
curly Tiger
hair.
Woods. Yeah.
Yeah, Tiger Woods.
Hey, if it happens, it happens. I'm not in. You know, she. If it happens, I don't. Best things in life is not planned. So don't plan nothing. Just enjoy. Go with the flow. If it happens, I would love. Be lovely. If it don't happen, hey, we still gonna enjoy our life. I think. Life, just it's all about enjoying your life.
You know, we only live once.
Live once, YOLO. Live it up.
So what do you like about Michael Blackson? How come I see your spark every time you see him, even now, 2.5 years later. What's going on with him? Does he wear good smelling perfume, cologne or something?
He always smells good. He always smells amazing. And I miss his smell every time I leave. But the thing about Mike is that's different from, you know, other men I've dated is that we have this amazing energy. And when we see each other, it's always like a new day. Like I just met him for the first time. We have so much fun together. Right, babe?
Yeah, always.
We laugh all the time. We just enjoy each other. And he's the first one who's ever been able to keep up with my energy, because I have a lot of energy and I talk a lot. I do things all day long. Like, I never.
She has ADHD. That's what I call it.
ADHD.
Oh, just like your television. HD.
Yeah.
I have the same.
You have the same problem.
High definition,
you
take medicine. To the third power.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African king of comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
I don't take medicine, so that's why, like, I need him, because he's my medicine.
Oh, you are the
medicine.
And
he keeps me suppressed from my ADHD. So
you're
that's
my
why
medicine.
I don't know why you're complaining.
You're my medicine. I don't sleep, I don't go chop unless you give me my medicine.
You gonna love it, it's a love it, back, it, man. It's a love it, yeah, that man.
See what I deal with on a daily basis.
You're living with a goat.
I'm living with a goat, a big goat.
So what do you not like about him?
What do I not like about him? When he, like, surprises me with these side bitches and these farm animals, I'm like,
what?
God damn, take your animals back to the stable. Go feed them by yourself, because I'm not trying to feed them for you.
How often does motorcycle bring the farm animals?
Oh, my God. So in the beginning, his definition was once in a while or every so often. I'm like, have you looked up that definition in Google?
Oh, you
because
know what?
It was
he
like
grew
every
up
fucking
in a
week.
Small town in Ghana, maybe because he raised a lot of animals.
Yeah, he's used to like having animals around.
What's
that's
going
probably
on?
What
I'm
it
confused.
Is. I'm like, what the fuck is this turtle doing here every fucking day? And I'm like, okay, so what? You trying to bring a rhinoceros now? Like, what the fuck are you gonna feed her?
Yeah, Mike, it's pretty like, nice of you to.
She's like bathing all around the house. In her fucking.
I hope these zoo animals are listening to you.
Yeah, I hope the zoo animals are listening, so you don't come back, bitch.
Oh. God damn, this is better than the tell-all bachelor. Mike, please speak.
Okay, maybe I should shut up now. But other than that, I mean, he's an amazing man. I love him. It's just I just don't like it when he tries to be zookeeper. You know.
I know. She just wanted to be like this good guy. You know, one woman, man. And I'm trying.
No. Back up. I'm cool with spicing up the sex life. I'm okay with that because I've been with a man for 16 years. Same dick. No extracurricular, nothing.
No extracurricular activities?
Nothing. It was just vanilla. And I don't like that. I mean, I like to spice it up here and there. So, like, with him, like, we have amazing sex. And then...
Once you go black, you never go back. But in Africa, then you
that's
really going to fuck back.
That's not true. But the thing is, like, I'm cool with spicing it up here and there, but not every freaking time. And if we agree to which farm animal we decide to bring in, if it's furry, it's cute, you know, flamingos, I'm okay with flamingos.
Flamingos, nice, yeah.
Peacocks are cool. But he likes rhinoceros. He likes orangutans, bats. I mean, what do you do with a bat? It's so bony.
Oh, Mike, I didn't know you like bats.
He likes bats.
Bats with a fat ass.
No.
Well, a little butt, little soft butt.
That bat had no ass.
She got some ass.
It was like all bones. It looked like Skeletor. But no, anyway.
Hit it from the
like if
back.
We would agree, I would have been fine, and I'm okay with spicing it up here and there. Okay.
Are you guys gonna spice it up tonight with a farm animal somewhere?
We're taking a break.
Yeah, we're taking a break from the zoo.
That's very good to know.
This is our week to be alone, spend some time alone. Yeah, she deserves some alone time with me. I was in the doghouse.
He was really? In the doghouse.
Oh, I'm recently. In the doghouse all the time. Yeah, because I would run to the zoo, and then every time I go to the zoo, I end up in the doghouse. So.
Yeah, you get lost in the
he
zoo.
He gets lost in the zoo. Yeah. Trying to pet them.
Yeah, I don't blame you because when I was in the zoo, I lost my whole family. The real zoo, Los Angeles Zoo.
at didn't least you read get the cute map. Animals.
I lost them. Yeah, I lost them. But in the zoo, real zoo.
But besides that, I think everything's we can't ask for anymore. I cannot ask for a better relationship.
Yeah.
This is by far the best relationship I've had in my entire life. I know. Wow, had this much fun that's in amazing. My life.
This is the first time I've
peace
ever heard
of
that.
Mind and just
what
love.
Do you like about her, Michael Bloxer? I didn't ask.
What
you.
Can I not like about her? I miss her cooking every time she leaves. But, you know, we have to, like she said, we have great, best sex I've ever had. She's great personality. We have fun all the time. What I don't like about her, let me see, I can't even. I mean, anything, whatever I don't like about her is probably something that I'm doing wrong, you know. So she might nag me about a couple of things.
You can tell me the truth. What don't you like about me?
Yeah, Mike, what do you not like about her? Please tell us.
She nag me over and over the same fucking questions.
Nag you?
Yeah.
Nag you about what?
What kind of questions?
The same questions to be over and over. She don't. She would.
But do I ask you the same questions because you don't answer or just...
She
like to ignore the fact that I'm asking you.
She's a working HR. They're used to like firing people. So what happens is she try to use that shit on me and try to ask me a question and ask me the same question an hour later to see if I got the same fucking answer.
No, no. You know when I get the truth from him?
Yeah.
Is when I'm on top.
Well, she's
on top.
But when we fucking, she try to use that to like get information.
Oh, no, like let's fantasize right now.
Oh,
who do you like fucking?
She's like, fuck me like
who did you fuck last?
Fuck
week?
Me like you fucked that last bitch.
Yeah, who
really?
Was it?
And then she, how that's
was
how she found
he's
out.
He's gonna tell the truth. Yeah, he's the kind of guy who will tell the truth.
Oh, he does. I get a lot of information on top.
Whoa, yeah.
That's the trick to get him to be honest. But most of the time, he's honest, right?
I'm an honest guy, babe.
Honesty is great for a relationship.
What are the highlights of our relationship so far?
So far, the highlights, I think, I mean, we had a whole show.
Okay.
You know, let me see, prior to the show, let me see, what was our first trip? Was it Hawaii?
That was a bad trip.
Oh, is that the time when you were trying to look for Barack Obama and you didn't find him?
Yes, yes. Well, one of my zoo animals was in Hawaii.
So you brought two vacation.
No, she was already there. She lived there, right?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, she lived there.
Let's not remind me because that's like...
Oh, please remind here.
No. So Hawaii, when the zoo, she didn't like the zoo animal, so she let me fuck the zoo animal alone. And then after that, she called a zoo animal Uber because zoo animal didn't want to leave. She's like, your Uber's
here. I'm like, your Uber's here?
There's Uber in Hawaii? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Barack Obama's an Uber driver in Hawaii.
It's time to go.
She's your like, Uber's time here. Is she up. Paid for the Uber to get this bitch out.
Really? Yeah. I mean, did she didn't put enough
Uber
money
pool?
In that parking.
Or regular Uber.
I tried to get her Uber pool, but it wasn't available.
Very nice.
Highlights.
But it took Uber to get there faster with just a regular Uber. And I was just trying to get her the fuck out.
Oh.
Yeah, our highlights, we had some really fun times in bed with like a couple of zoo animals and some couple of, you know, chicks here and there. We had some, you know. And then we took a trip to Africa. That was definitely a highlight. Oh, I think we ended 2 years we dated. We did a lot.
We did.
A lot.
You know what I mean? And it's just the beginning.
Yeah, we did.
I'm in a very fun stage in my life where we just want to travel the world and just have fun, you know.
Fuck. Your mother met her. What'd she think about her?
My mother, you know, she's like to prank. My mom, you know, people are so worried, like, your mother's African, how's she going to feel? You brought a whole Asian chick. My mom, no. As long as I'm happy, I could bring a freaking red goat to the house. As long as this fucking red goat is making me happy, my mom just wants me to be happy. But she's sweet,
like,
right?
She's so sweet. She calls me the girl. Tell the girl to come eat.
Oh. Hey, Mike, tell the girl to come eat.
She called you the girl. I'm gonna ask me. They said, so you said eat. I'm hungry. Any more spaghetti left, or y'all ate all?
No, we made more.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat that spaghetti too.
But yeah, so we highlights. Africa definitely a highlight. My birthday. My first birthday. My first birthday together here was a highlight, definitely.
Yeah.
She gave me like two girls. My baby, was it two?
No, you took two girls. I didn't give you nothing.
You allowed me to have two.
I allowed you to have one.
Oh, and then you took the buffet.
And then he took, yeah. I mean, you give
greedy
him a
motherfucker.
Mile. You
tell us what happened.
It was my birthday. Go shorty.
It's your birthday. You're going to party like it's your birthday. You're going to sip a party like it's your birthday.
Okay, let me tell you another thing. Let me tell you another thing. Let me tell you another thing that I don't like.
What you don't like?
Another thing I don't like is I let him have his fun, right?
Yeah.
But.
You're the luckiest motherfucker in
the
world.
He is a lucky guy.
Yeah. I can't even go to a grocery store by myself.
But here's the thing. Like, the rule is, okay, you can have a pussy or two, but you can't have, like, no relationships.
Oh.
Because you get only one relationship. So if you're keeping in contact with a bitch for more than a month or two, that's a relationship.
It is.
So if you're going to have that relationship, you can have that relationship with them, because I don't do the fighting thing. Like, if you want her, you go to her. Go to where your heart desires. You know, like, I'm not going to stop you.
My
and
heart
you can't,
with you, baby. That's just my dick was desiring that.
I don't care. Well, you need to take the heart out of your dick and stop, like, conversating with these chicks. Like, if it's just pussy, it's just pussy. They know what time it is. They know you got a girlfriend. So, I mean, you know, you don't have to be nice in a way where you got to keep the relationship going. You can be like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. What I was trying to tell her, in 2021, you cannot wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Because, you know, women get their heart broken next,
but
you know.
If you tell them,
I gotta be nice to the women.
If you tell them, I got a girlfriend and this is the deal, like, if you want dick, you can have it, but I can't have no conversations with you after. I mean, that's fair game. That's fair game. And see, these girls nowadays, they just are so thirsty. They go after other people's men. It's like,
you know, a lot of girls love guys in a relationship. That's their addiction.
They just want some dick. That's all. That don't belong to them.
Yeah, that's like.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It turns them on, knowing that this dick is going somewhere else.
But I think that's another relationship, though.
What?
And I just don't agree with that.
So you just,
and that's
you
why
just
we get into, that's why we keep arguing and fighting. I mean, you have the whole world right now in the palm of your hands, and you just want more and more and more. I'm like, you can't have five or six freaking relationships at the same time. Like, either you have a relationship with me or go be single. You can't be in a relationship and be single at the same time. You can't.
I can't be in a single relationship. Or I can't be single and in a relationship.
Single.
You cannot be in a relationship and be single.
Right. Is that the same or wrong? I don't know. Single and a relationship. Relationship is single.
Or a single relationship.
Really? See what I mean?
I'm confused.
You're confusing me now.
Is that? Are you drinking tequila again, Chinese best friend?
Yeah, I had to. This tell all is confusing me. In the episode before, this confused me a lot. I don't think I could ever be standing up after this fucking last show you had ever there, Michael Blackson.
Well, you guys, once again, VH1
Couples Retreat
is on every Monday.
It's every Monday.
For 6 weeks, yes, Monday.
6 weeks?
Yes. Couples Retreat, VH1, me, Rada, Ray J, Princess, Yandy, Mendeezy, Kirk, and Rashida, and Delicious, and Raymond.
Raymond, you mean the One Wish Man?
No.
Ray J?
That's Ray J.
No, that's Ray J, mother sucker. Raymond is Delicious' husband. Delicious' husband. From Central Park. So check us out. And y'all can follow Rada at Ms. Rada Darling. Babe, can you spell that for them, for those who went to our public school?
MZ Rada Darling.
Rada Darling.
Rada Darling.
Sound like an old pimp lady, don't it?
I am an old pimp lady.
Miss Rada Darling.
I got the woman. It's like the woman.
Sound like a 60-year-old pimp's pimpette. That's what a female pimp is, a pimpette.
I mean, I got side bitches, you know.
Okay.
Oh.
Side bitches.
Oh, do tell. Please.
Well, I mean, he doesn't like one of my girls, so.
Well, her side bitch tried to make her main bitch.
Really?
I'm like, you a side bitch. Stay in your place. Okay.
He got mad.
Really?
Yeah. I've never seen a man jealous of a woman.
Did you have to leave your side bitch?
Oh, I had to leave her alone for a little bit.
Oh. She had a stalker side bitch. Really? She's falling in love so quick. I'm like, what do you do to this bitch? Y'all just y'all fucking grind. What if two scissors each other? Yeah. How women fall in love from scissoring?
Rubbing each other.
Rubbing clit together or sucking each other clit and fall in love.
Yeah, that's very confusing.
Because maybe one of them got a fat pussy.
Yeah, she's trying to like take my woman. So I had to cut this crazy bitch off. Cause I think women could get more crazier than guys.
Yeah, you don't want a woman beating you up, Michael Blackson. What does this woman look like?
She's actually pretty.
She's beautiful. My side girls are beautiful. It's not an animal.
Yeah, I don't.
That's why we can't agree. My type is different than his type. His type is more.
She like them little slim, cracky looking bitches, man.
Nah, slim, thick. I like them slim, thick.
With a fat ass. So we just, you know, I took a cracky.
I don't take the ass only. I take the face. The face got to be cute.
My dick ain't fucking her face.
Does your side chick want to go on an adventure with a motherfucker?
She does not. She's
more hot to herself. That's why
a greedy bitch.
Yeah, she won't get cut up. She hit me up the other day. Hey, Mike, bitch, shut the fuck up. Nobody's speaking to you.
Nobody fuck.
Go get hit.
Anyway, okay, let's move on.
Go on a runway at the airport. Let a 747 run your low ass over.
Let's move on.
Go take a Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yeah, take two shots of Johnson & Johnson, bitch. And it's only 10% accuracy, you will catch COVID, motherfucker.
Be like 7 out of 7 million.
Yeah. But besides that, we're going to fuck tonight. As soon as the show's over, I'm taking her in the room and bend over and give her this hysterectomy / bladder infection. And
I hope she has a good health insurance.
I hope so, too.
And I hope you can last longer than you normally do.
It'll be the best 6 minutes of your fucking life.
No, you just gave yourself a minute over what
Six
you're used
minutes,
to.
6 minutes, Michael Blackson.
He's a 5 minute
time
man.
First of all, like I said, I don't come.
He's
till
a 5 minute
comes.
Man.
So if that means you come in 5 minutes, then I don't come till you come. She come is
no.
A
you make me. You
the Beatles
make
has
me.
A longer song than 5 minutes.
Yeah, the Beatles.
It's called
sings.
If I Tell You, Say I Love You, My Money, My Body, My Love.
He gets mad when I prolong it. He's like, hurry up.
I'm like, what the fuck? You're not trying to impress anybody.
Yeah. You just ruined my
She'd be ready
moment.
To come in and she'll stop. I'm like stop. Nigga, hurry the fuck up. We have. I'm trying to make it last.
I'm
not a spring chicken anymore. Okay? I got things to do like sleep.
She's trying to do a
marathon. I'm listening to Keith Sweat. Make it last forever.
Keith Sweat don't last long anymore. He's fucking 56 years old. Okay?
Yeah.
My bad, Keith. I hope he's not listening.
There's no way he'll be listening to this.
Yeah, he's somewhere taking a COVID shot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, kicking into our sex time, and it's late. So check it out, VH1 Couples Retreat. You can follow Rada at Ms. Rada Darling at Instagram, right?
Yes, sir.
MZ Rada Darling.
Darling.
Thank y'all very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. Thank you.
Woo!
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A-King for The Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.